Good morning clouds and scattered showers left over from the front that brought strong and even severe thunderstorms to parts of interior New York and New England after dark last night. The storms are now over as most of the action is pressing east of Cape Cod, but showers are lingering. So a little bit of wet weather to start the day, otherwise cloudy and damp with temperatures mainly in the 50s and lower 60s. A southwest wind flow behind the front will allow temperatures to climb a few degrees today. Most everyone will stay in the 60s for afternoon highs with some 70s and more in the way of breaks of sunshine in the lower Hudson Valley across into southern New England. Across the higher terrain, some spots may even dip back into the 50s today. So a little bit of in and out sunshine, blustery, mostly cloudy skies though, with occasional passing showers. A few showers left over tonight, otherwise mostly cloudy skies and breezy, with temperatures back into the 40s. The upper level portion of the storm will be overhead tomorrow with a cool pool of air. So while we may get some breaks of sunshine from time to time, especially later in the day, clouds will tend to fill in as well, and the breeze will pick up with a passing shower, keeping temperatures in the 50s for highs on Wednesday. Finally, high pressure builds in Wednesday night, and Thursday will start off sunny, though clouds will start to fill in later in the day and move our way from the south as another storm approaches. The storm from the Tennessee Valley will bring rain Thursday night and pretty much all day Friday, with highs on Friday only in the 50s to around 60. Over the weekend, we'll have to contend with the upper level portion of this next storm, and that'll keep it blustery and cool with mostly cloudy skies and scattered showers from time to time, both Saturday and Sunday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today. An upper-level trough crossing the northern Rockies today is forecast to move into the central United States this evening. As this occurs, an area of low pressure is expected to develop along a surface front across the southern plains. The developing system is forecast to move toward the lower Mississippi Valley tomorrow and into the Ohio Valley by Thursday. Numerous showers and thunderstorms are expected in association with this storm, starting across the southern and central plains late today and tonight, then spreading east into the Mississippi and Ohio valleys tomorrow. These showers and storms are expected to bring additional heavy rainfall to areas where the ground is still saturated from recent heavy rains. As a result, flash flooding will be possible for some areas. Severe thunderstorms are also possible tomorrow across portions of the western and central Gulf Coast. At Mount Washington this morning, 1/16th of a mile visibility in fog, 43 degrees with a southwest wind at 31 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly clear and 4 below zero. In Albany on the hour, light rain and 62 degrees, the dew point 59, 90% relative humidity, a south wind at 7 miles per hour, and the barometer at 29.57 inches, and it is on the rise. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 102 degrees at Palm Springs and Death Valley, both in California, to a low of 12 at Pine Junction, Colorado. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City partly sunny and breezy, lower 70s, Boston mostly cloudy with scattered showers in the mid-70s, and in Buffalo cloudy and windy with showers and highs around 50. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 74 degrees, the low 49, the average temperature 62, that's 8 degrees above normal. 65 hundredths of an inch of precipitation yesterday. That's also the total for the month, which is 54 hundredths of an inch above normal, and 13.58 inches for the year, which is 2.30 inches of precipitation above normal. 3 heating degree days yesterday. That's the total for the month, which is 9 below normal, and 5,564 for the season, which is 841 heating degree days below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 65 degrees, the average low, 43. The record high, 88, set in 2001, and the record low, 29, in 1974. Sunrise this morning, 5:48 a.m. Sunset this evening, 7:57 p.m., 14 hours and 9 minutes of daylight, an increase of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. mostly cloudy and windy with scattered showers today, highs from the upper 50s to middle 60s. Mostly cloudy and breezy tonight with a shower possible, lows in the lower 40s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly cloudy and windy with scattered showers today and highs from the upper 60s to lower 70s. Mostly cloudy and breezy tonight in the mid to upper 40s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy, windy with scattered showers today and highs in the lower 60s. Mostly cloudy and breezy tonight with a shower possible and lows in the lower 40s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly cloudy and windy with scattered showers today and highs in the mid to upper 60s. Mostly cloudy and breezy tonight, lows in the mid 40s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly cloudy and windy with scattered showers today and highs in the mid-60s. Mostly cloudy and breezy tonight with a shower possible and lows in the lower to mid-40s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly cloudy, windy, and cool, a passing shower in the mid to upper 50s. Sunshine giving way to increasing clouds Thursday, lower 60s. A good chance of rain, windy, and cool Friday around 60. Leftover showers, otherwise mostly cloudy Saturday and Sunday, upper 50s and lower 60s, and remaining mostly cloudy and cool with scattered showers Monday in the upper 50s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.